And traditionally, we have one of our family members who comes up and tells us what communion means to them. And tonight, it is Stephen.
Hey everybody, my name's Stephen. I am an overcomer. I haven't found it necessary to take a drink or put a mind-altering substance unprescribed in my body since in 8 years and 3 whole days. So today my devotion goes to surrender, obedience. See, I still can't say that word. Grace and gratitude. But so many of you know that from a worldly perspective, or financial perspective, if you will, this last few months has been challenging. Some would say heartbreaking or sobering. I lost my cushy corporate job, my house, I blew through my 401k and got broke and effectively homeless. In sobriety. And, you know, turns out that not much of, if any of, all that really meant anything or mattered. The word losing everything, or the word everything, is a relative word. And, you know, I still have a closet full of clothes. I never went hungry one single day and was quickly provided with some tools to sustain to get back on my feet. I made a joke about it along the way. I was like, you know, I'm all for this whole pruning thing. You know, for growth. I didn't know I was going to get pruned down to swaddling clothes. You know, but it happened. And, you know, some of you also know that I spent the better part of a year over in Uganda about a decade ago. And since then, I've been saying, I can't wait to get my feet back in that red dirt. And another opportunity presented itself just a couple of weeks ago, and it was a miracle. That whole time before the trip happened, I was like, okay Lord, if you want me to go, I don't have the funds or the wherewithal to go do this. And 6 days before the trip left, somebody would approach me and said, hey, somebody canceled, it's all paid for, you know the region, do you want to go to Kenya? Why, yes I do. And you know, people ask me about how it was, and it was, you know, like a nuclear explosion is the way that I can explain it, of emotion. Because on one hand, I have these beautiful children with joy on their faces, and even more joy on the teachers' faces because their children are seeing joy in their eyes. On another hand, when the bus comes around and sees a beautiful PGA-type golf course, and then there's a slum. And when I say slum, I mean rooms that are 8x10, made of mud, with tin on them. There's 725,000 people in this slum. And that's the size of Plano. Put Plano into a slum. And then we drove by the slum, and there's a trash pit. What do we call it here? The big, a dump, yeah, the landfill, right? And there's a gentleman on top of the landfill searching for something that maybe to eat or maybe to sell so that he can eat. And those two emotions colliding like that are a nuclear explosion, and I had a dream about it. And in that white light that the nuclear explosion creates, Jesus was walking through with his hands open, you know. And, you know, it's things like this that my first sponsor said are, you know, our feelings are always real, and they're not just always, they're just not based in reality, because like my emotions were out of whack for a minute. It was like, I want to help all these people. And this goes to what we learn here in these rooms, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one heart at a time, one soul at a time, one person at a time. And every person matters, black, white, red, blue, purple, whatever. Jesus loves all of them. So, you know, whether it's North America, East Africa, you know, East Asia, down under, whatever the case may be, whether it's shipwrights, whether it's praying back in the back, whether it's Serenity Church, whether it's whatever, God wants us to serve each other. And he even says it on our chip, right? Unity, recovery, service. Whatever that service is up to you. So, you know, people ask me if what happened to you or in the last few months prepared you, or do you think it happened because you were being prepared to go on this trip or whatever? And I think there's a twofold answer to that. Yes and yes. But it's also because, you know, in this strife, I have been able to introduce a couple of people here, right here at Serenity Church. And if I was moved, if that was a reason that I went through all that and got pruned out to swaddling clothes, amen. I'm in. I'm all in. And, you know, somebody here, I believe he's sitting right there, said, no, it's really amazing when you can recognize God using you. It's another amazing thing to recognize God using you in the moment. And it's very, very true. So the Great Commission says, go out into all the world. Amen. So I wrote this love letter to you and to anybody else that would listen. And I entitled it Miracles. And it says, from my loved ones seen and unseen and not yet met, and to those that have welcomed me into their family homes and hearts, a message of awe, wonder, and gratitude. Millions of tail wags fighting the raging, rocky, and stormy upstream current. There could be only one to win the very first inaugural prize. Broken, beaten, consumed in exhaustion, the weary traveler sleeps in a hibernating state. As the fiery leaves glow and float to the earth in the wintry wind, curled in a fetal chrysalis, the tiny mustard seed-sized acorn grows. Miles of crimson-red trails span, the billions of stars sing in perfect neuronal harmony and glow. As the unseen volcanoes spark, foundations form around the rock and burst into the atmosphere, greeting the singing birds in the water-colored skies. Life is formed, limbs extend to the heavens and to the earth. Consciousness ensues and blooms, blossoms bloom to flowers as unique as every single snowflake. Into the beauty and never-before-seen color and fragrance of another of his majestic masterpieces. Take note, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, sons, daughters, and my dearest daughters, and for most of all, my friends. It is within sober certainty and waking bliss and early morning Mountain Dew that I say to you from the mountaintops, this masterpiece is you. You are the masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece, one of a kind, never seen before, and never to journey the earth again, a certain priceless treasure here at a spectacular gift in heaven for all eternity. May he bless your every step on this short earthly sabbatical, and know that I know that each step I take with you is a spectacular and priceless gift to me, and everyone that has the pleasure of your presence for a season or for a lifetime, if they're lucky. Each moment together in communion and community is yet another galactically beautiful addition to the kaleidoscope of yet unknown, awe-inspiring, undiscovered color. Another glorious reminder of his never-ending, unfathomable love for us, and in his exquisite creation called humanity. Love God, love people, love nature. Drop the mic. It's simple. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? He said it three times. So feed my sheep. He thinks it starts here with surrender and gratitude. I like today. I've never seen it before. I believe the table's open.